It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour Money Matters. Wes Moss here along with Ryan Ely here every Sunday morning. Take your calls and questions. Yes, we've been talking about two of my favorite apples. Apple, the company, and apples, the fruit, the $10 billion industry. And there's a lot to that. Of course, this is the anniversary month of Apple, the company, hitting $1 trillion. If you missed the first hour of Money Matters about the revolution in the Apple food industry, from three mealy apples and your choice 20 years ago, red, yellow, green. That was it. Boring. Apple businesses, apple orchards going out of business, no pricing power, commodity, just blah. To the revolution that you see now in your grocery store with the pink, the crisps pink, and the pink lady, and the honey crisp, and the koru apple from New Zealand and Australia. It's just a complete game changer. And the economic story there is that apples, through new varieties, and they took a long time to find and a long time to eventually get into production enough to be in stores, it's completely changed the game. And it's not only changed the apple sales, but in certain cases over the last, since the Honey Crisp was introduced, it is, in some cases, the very best-selling item in the entire grocery store, not just fruit. So with that, if you missed that, you can obviously find the rest of that story on the podcast. One of my favorite economic stories, and I just love apples, and worked in an orchard, I want to grow my own apple trees one day. That's literally, I don't know why that's a dream of mine, but So you can find that on the podcast. If you go to it's like a purple icon on your iPhone. We're getting to Apple, and to the other Apple in a second. And you download Podcasts as the app, and you just search for Wes Moss Money Matters or Money Matters Wes Moss. You'll find the podcast. You hit subscribe, and then you can certainly listen to past shows. And this episode, if you missed the first hour on Monday, they typically get uploaded and you can zip through the fascinating story of the Apple industry and the biology behind it, which is one of my favorites. Now, to the company Apple, and I want to go to the phones too. It's not a real Money Matters unless we take your calls and answer your financial questions. That's by far the most fun part. Sometimes I get into I'm so excited about a topic, and these two obviously are that today, that we don't do phone calls, but we will. Now, this next hour, phone lines are open. If you have had thoughts about your next direction, and I think that it could be anything, right? You could be frustrated that the market keeps doing well. Here we are up 3.8% year to date for the Dow Jones. This past week up 1.4%. The S&P 500 is up about 6.5% on the year, up 0.5% this week. And you say to yourself, gosh, the market's doing pretty well. And I've talked about how the market may not even do all that well until we get past the midterm elections, which are in November. If you look historically in these midterm election years, most of the returns come the latter part of that calendar year. So really, historically, if you look at a year like this, the one we're in, arguably the best returns are in the very end of the year. And here we are already having a pretty good year for stocks. And you're sitting there thinking, hey, I've got a bunch of cash doing nothing because I'm confused on how to get going. I put money in money market 6 months ago or 2 years ago, and I've never been able to, quote, get back in. So how do you get back in? Maybe you've been thinking about that. I'd be happy to talk that through with you. So if you have a question, what do I do with cash earning nothing? When treasuries, by the way, short-term treasuries are yielding over 2.5%. Are you missing out? Are you missing out? And how do you step into the investment realm if that's a scenario? That's a question that we'll answer. The number 404-872-0 750 is the number. Again, this goes back to your particular situation. And the wonderful thing about live radio when it comes to talking about money is that everybody's situation, even though we all kind of have the same main goal, financial freedom, I need X amount of money, get the kids through school, pay off the house, have X amount of money to generate income in addition to Social Security plus a pension. It's different for every single unique family because of age and risk tolerance and number of kids and goals and expectations about what am I going to do in the future in retirement. So you've got this just such a, there's so many variables or inputs that it creates this infinite finger. It's an infinite set of financial fingerprints that you have and your neighbor has. And if you're driving around Atlanta and or sitting in your kitchen and have a question, whether you're in Marietta or Decatur or East Cobb or Tucker, Cumming, you name it, we are here. Alpharetta, Johns Creek, give us a call. If you're in Texas or California or Michigan, we'd love to take your calls too and answer those financial questions and just give you a third-party objective direction and what you should be looking at. What are some of the fundamentals you should be doing? What are maybe some of the things you're maybe missing? And that's our favorite part of Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. We take your calls, unscripted live radio, and think of it as just you and me, the two of us. We're just talking, and I'll give you our best direction, if you will. So give us a call. The number 404-872-0750 is the number in the studio. 404-872-0750. If you're outside of Georgia, the number 1-800-WSB-TALK. Again, Texas, Washington, California, Michigan, the number 1-800-WSB-TALK. And we'll go to the phones here in just a minute. So we go back to this theme, today's show called Apple and Apples. The company itself that just hit $1 trillion. And it's just, again, if you invested $1,000 at the IPO back in 1980, it'd be worth 550 some odd thousand dollars. So basically a grand to 550 grand, pretty remarkable. And this is a company still growing. This is a company that's still growing. So let's just talk a little bit about where you always wonder about how you get a massive company to continue to have growth. If it's already so big, it's already mature, how do you grow from there? Well, think about and consider this. The vastness and diversity of a company like Apple. Think about AirPods, which I think those are the wireless headphones that you put in, the little earbuds. I don't even own them. So that might be, think about the AirPods, Apple TV, the Apple Watch, which by the way, now has its own just cellular service on its own, Beats, the headphone company, and then HomePod, which is kind of like Apple's Alexa, is the fastest growing part of Apple. It grew at 37% in the third quarter, up to almost $4 billion in revenue in the third quarter. Services, digital content, Apple Care, Apple Pay did almost $10 billion in the third quarter, growing at 31% per year. The iPhone, of course, the smartphone you have in your car, in your hand, whether you have an iPhone or a Samsung, we're talking Apple here, so we're talking iPhones, up 20% still in the third quarter, $30 billion in revenue for the iPhone that's in your car or in your hand. The iPad and the Mac, so the computer side of the business, believe it or not, is shrinking, down 5% in the third quarter, still doing around $5 billion in revenue each for iPad and Mac computers. Put it all together, and you're looking at revenue growth across the board about 15%, earnings still growing at EPS, earnings per share growing at 27% a year. Multiple or the PE multiple for Apple is only 18 times if you include or take out the cash that they have. It's only about 16 times earnings. Free cash flow yield is over 7%. So there's still, this is a company that's obviously is posting or showing healthy numbers still. And there's a lot to this. Remember, I'm not allowed to jump up and down like Jim Cramer is on his radio or on his TV show and recommend stocks. I can't really do that here. But I can tell you that Apple is something that I've owned for a long time, and became particularly interested in Apple when it started paying a dividend back in 2014. Yes, it's ridiculously large in size, and that can be a curse for stocks. When you get that big, it's hard to really see new growth. But I think it can continue to grow revenue despite its behemoth status. And you don't necessarily have to just own Apple. If you own a technology ETF like XLK, you're going to get a bunch of exposure to Apple as well. It's time to go to the phones. 404-872-0750. We're going to start with Terry in Grantville. Terry, good morning. What's going on? How can we help?
Good morning, Wes. I recently retired and got a pension. And then I have an extra retirement plan that has some money that I want to roll over. And the bank where I do my banking is suggesting a fixed index annuity, which would tie the money up for roughly 5 years before I could get my money back. I've seen you online. Just want to know what, if there's a better choice for me or what should I be doing?
How when I hear the word fixed index annuity, it's kind of the equivalent. I don't know if you've ever heard. Think about taking a fork, Terry, and dragging a fork on a chalkboard as hard as you can, and you kind of just screech down. That's about the same chemical reaction that goes off in my brain when I hear fixed index annuities. I want to talk about the mechanics of it. I don't want to just poo-poo these. I want to tell you how they work, and then what are some other things you might want to do if you don't want to lock your money up for 5 or 10 or however many years in these things. So hang tight. We've got to do quick news weather or traffic, then we're going to come back with Terry from Grantville about fixed indexed annuities that they do the opposite of warming my heart. Stay tuned. More Money Matters right here. News 95.5 AM 750 WSB straight ahead. We're going right back to Money Matters. Good morning. We're going right back to Terry in Grantville. Terry, you have this kind of you've got a rollover and you're thinking about the bank wants you to invest the money into an index, a fixed index annuity. Let me ask you this. I've got to ask you the goal of the money. Is it, do you not need it and just want to give it to the kids? Do you need income from it? Do you want it to grow? What's kind of your, if you were to articulate your goal for it?
Just to have it for, you know, later in life if it's needed, you know.
How old are you again?
I'm 56.
So you're young. You might not. And when do you think you actually retire? Like stop working, retire?
I've already started drawing my pension.
Oh, wow. So you're super early retiree.
Yes.
And I talk about this income-oriented strategy in my book, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think. And I talk a lot about ways to generate income. But this, there's a lot of other ways to do it besides doing one of these index annuities. Here's the thing. These are insurance products, and that's why I don't like them. They're not regulated by the SEC, and they're based on a bunch of rules that when you start, they might sound good, but then they can change the rules on you. And the formula, these are products that are, they're insurance products, not investment products. They're based on formulas, Terry, that are stacked against you. But they pretend to say that they're going to capture market type returns. And that's just false. They just don't do that. They are much more like you should expect more treasury bond like returns. So 2%, maybe 3% out of these things. And yeah, you can't, quote, lose money, but you got to hold these things typically for 10 years before that promise is fulfilled. I mean, it's pretty tough to invest in anything for a full decade and not lose and actually lose money, right? So they're just kind of playing falsely to your emotions. The formulas are stacked against you. If you're not sure what you're doing with this money, you just want to be safe, just buy treasury bonds right now, right? You can buy a 2-year treasury bond for over 2.5%, closer to 2.7% per year. And that's technically the risk-free rate because it's the U.S. government and it's still short term, so you're not even locked into it. So think about some of these other alternatives like treasuries or utility companies that pay 3%, 4%, 5% just in dividends, rather than getting yourself locked up into a product that's really not even an investment product, it's an insurance product. Very much why I do not like these things. You are listening to Money Matters. More of your calls and questions straight ahead right here at News 95.5. AM 750 WSB.
Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Apple and apples as a show today. And then your phone calls and your questions. We're going to go back to the phones here. We just answered a question about a fixed annuity, and a lot of different products are coming up because interest rates are kind of coming to the forefront, if you will, because interest rates are going up, because the quote risk-free rate is getting to the getting to over 2.5%, and that is starting to you're starting to see different structures of different products and insurance products that are promising to pay you something. And a part of that is that rates have just started to go up. And a lot of America still hasn't taken notice to that because your money market still might only pay you 1% or 0.7%. That is something that is slowly changing, but you may have to be more proactive in order to find something that is yielding better than that, and rather than waiting for your bank to do it for you. And so we'll go to the phone. So your questions about whether it's about income investing, how do I generate more income? Or, hey, do I get money back into the market? Or money's been sitting here doing nothing. The market's getting close back to an all-time high. It's difficult to get invested here. So what do you do? How do you structure asset allocation? Or what is a product that you're thinking about buying? Is it a good deal for you or not? Do you have a pension versus a lump sum that you're contemplating? Should I take the big chunk of money, put it in an IRA and invest it, or take the monthly amount and just have that come in every month for your retirement plan? Maybe you have a question about rent or about rental income or education planning. Everybody has a unique financial fingerprint, and we're here to give you just direction of something that maybe you've been thinking about for a long time. You've been just talking to your spouse about it, and we're here on a Sunday morning to give you an objective answer to that question, or just opinion, third party. Here's what we think in a very objective way about making sure you're not missing something. Hey, did we not think about this? Oh, yeah, that's what I want to make sure we get that piece of the equation or this piece right. So give us a call here in the studio. Phone line's open. The number, 404-872-0750. That's the number here in the studio. Give us a call with your question. We're happy to kind of just talk it through, just the two of us. Again, the number 404-872-0750, or if you're outside of Georgia, 1-800-WSB-TALK. That's 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're going to go to Veronica in Douglas. So, hey, Veronica, what's going on? How can we help? Hey, Veronica, you need to turn down your radio, please. And that way I can hear you.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, what's going on? How can I help?
In 2015, I started my own S corporation.
I'm thinking this audio is tough. Hey, Veronica, you give us a call back? I think your landline is... or your cell phone's a little bit muffled, so give us a call back. We're happy to take your call and question. In the world of sketchy cell phone service, I get it. But give us a call back, and we're happy to take your calls and questions. 404-872, Veronica, 872-0750. And we'll go right back to the phones here in a second. But kind of we go back to this question about can a big company like an Apple that is already now a $1 trillion company, it's bigger than an aircraft carrier, it's just this massive ship in the ocean, how do you get it to accelerate, how do you get it to turn? Well, it is, and very often when companies get to be this big, it's to some extent a curse. we still don't necessarily see that happening yet to Apple because they are still accelerating. They still have these product lines that have a tremendous amount of growth inside. As an example, as a reminder on some of these other areas, so you think of Apple as just either computers or iPhones. The computer part of Apple is not growing. So Macs no longer growing, iPads no longer growing. In fact, both declined about 5% in the third quarter. Still big revenue businesses, both about $5 billion a piece. But you've got these other areas beyond the iPhone. The iPhone, still a growth business. Tremendous, up 20% in the third quarter. That's how much this business is still growing, even though it's a $30 billion a quarter business. But then you've got all these other areas that maybe you just don't think about as much, but services for Apple. So Apple Care, Apple Pay, it's kind of these, I don't know if you've ever used Apple Pay, it's one of the easiest, quickest things on the bing, and you're paying, you're done. The digital content that Apple has, all that's growing at 31%. It's not at 31% on a tiny number. It is a $10 billion business for the third quarter. Just a tremendous amount. Other products, iPods, the Apple TV, Apple Watch, which by the way has its own cellular service at this point. Beats headphones. Which remember they bought for $1 billion+. And now it's a massive, even much bigger business for them. Home Pods, which are their version of Alexa, and you can talk to. So that business isn't growing at 20%. It's not growing at 31%. It's growing at almost 40% per year. So it's just it's not just the iPhone, and I think that's a good reminder. Even though this is a company that's hit the $1 trillion mark, and you've seen it in the news, can it still grow? As far as I can see, my opinion on this is I think it certainly can, because it's doing that. And those are just from these latest numbers. What happens in a year from now? Who knows? But at least in the interim or the shorter term, just a tremendous amount of momentum for this company. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Ryan, where are we headed? I know we had some bad cell phone service going, but we're going to go back to Jeff. Well, this is new then. Jeff in Stone Mountain. Jeff, what's going on? How can I help?
Yes, my wife and I recently came across, well, we had a trust that her mother had, and we got it up in a bank up in Ohio, and they dissolved the trust, and they're watching the money for us.
And they dissolved the trust, and then they rolled it into your an individual name, Jeff?
Right, exactly.
So the trust is gone. It's just a brokerage account, really, at this point. This is regular after-tax money now.
Right, exactly. And it was split between my wife and her sister, and now, you know, we paid off our house and all that, but we don't think they're watching our money as good as they should.
What's it invested in? Is it in mutual funds? I bet it's in stock mutual funds or individual stocks?
Individual stocks, the whole thing.
Got it. And so there's probably a lot of volatility that comes along with that because it's 100% in the market. How old are you guys, and when are you thinking about retirement, or are you already there?
Well, no, we're 60. The only reason I'm working still is for the health insurance.
So at this point, are you?
We also came across some money from some land up in Ohio that brings us a good income from the oil and gas industry. And, you know, it's just like we've been struggling all our lives, and now we've got all this money coming in, and we're not quite sure what to do with it.
Jeff, it's a good problem to face because the challenge of it is you have almost infinite directions to go. Remember that investing, the enemy of a perfect plan is the dream or the enemy. Let me start again. In investing, the enemy of a good plan, Jeff, is the dream of a perfect plan. So the problem we have in investing so often is that there's so many things you can do, you get paralyzed of what you should do. Or to do anything, right? And the other thought is that even here on Money Matters, we talk about income investing, and that's how I do it. It's not the only way to do it, right? There's a lot of good ways to approach this. And that's, again, what makes it more complicated, because you can be a growth investor, a U.S. investor, international investor, a bond investor, a government bond investor, corporate bond, high yield. There's a lot of places to go. And right. I think that where we settled a long time ago is this really simple philosophy that some years it works really well. Some years it doesn't work as well, but over time it works pretty darn well. And that's just thinking about your investments as rental income. I want everything to pay me something. And that's what income investing is. So my thought for somebody like you, that's just, you're in 100% in stocks, think about getting a bunch of different categories within that brokerage account that all pay you something. So it's not just about equities or stocks. It's about dividend paying stocks. It's about a variety of bonds that are safer, that pay some level of interest. It's about some of these other areas, like I call these alternative income areas, but they're still very stock oriented. Think about REITs, real estate investment trusts, you know, the big property managers in the United States, Public Storage, the companies that own the big hospitals or nursing care facilities around the country, the malls or the retail industry, which has struggled, but still pays a good quote rent, if you will, to you as an investor. And then think about the pipeline companies. You've got some of these oil and gas company, it sounds like private oil and gas, which are royalty type streams. But I think the pipeline industry is an even steadier way to look at it. But imagine, Jeff, instead of just having all 100% stocks, imagine having 5 or 6 different totally separate areas that are include stocks, includes bonds, include alternative areas, REITs and pipeline companies. And you put it together and it's paying you out 3 or 4% every year just in income. And then over time, you can get growth on top of that, depending on how this economy does. That, to me, is the direction you want to head. And I know it's tough to think about that when you're just there. It was already in this, and then they just kind of took it over and they said, okay, let's keep doing this. But I think it's time for you to look for somebody that you can sit down with that's probably maybe a little more local, and figure out, okay, where do we go? Where do we head from here? How do we diversify this to generate more income and have some stability too, in addition? And that's my case, or that's my thought. And with that, we got to run to quick news, weather, traffic. So Jeff from Stone Mountain, thank you for your call. We're gonna do quick news, weather, traffic, come back, take more calls right here. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. 75 degrees already on Peachtree. And we are back talking today. We talked about Apple and apples, the two industries that are, I don't know, I'm just fascinated with. And I think you are too. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this the podcast does after the show. See how many times it gets forwarded or subscribed to. We're going to go back to the phones here as we wrap up Money Matters. I think we have time for one more call. Will Indicator. Will, what's going on? How can I help?
Good morning, Wes, and thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes, sir.
My question is, I've owned a Home Depot stock since about 2009 or 2010, and since then it's had a significant run-up. So at this point, I was just trying to look at what would be a good time to actually sell the stock.
Yeah, so again, difficult to know exactly, right? Because it's this is a scenario about timing, and here we are to Home Depot over the last, call it 10 years, price rate of return, and this doesn't count the dividend, up 625%. Pretty awesome, right? If you compare that to the S&P, you compare that to the S&P 500 over the same period of time. S&P 500 up about 122%. Again, just in price. So it's more than that if you count dividends. So it's about 6 times in the past 10 years what the market has done. But you've got to remember, too, that this is so much. And this is just if you look at Home Depot's most recent earnings numbers, you're just getting the more America has to develop or update the housing industry. And this is a variable or this is a function of the housing hangover where nothing was done in the financial crisis for a couple of years. Nothing was built, nothing was renovated. And if houses need help, they go into disrepair after 10 years or 15 or 20 or 30 years. So I think Home Depot, even though it's already done really well, it's about the housing outlook for the U.S. economy. And right now, there's still a lack of supply relative to what folks are looking for. And demographically, I think that there's still some runway there. So you've got to look at housing. As long as housing, the industry itself, is healthy, and renovation in particular is healthy, then Home Depot will be as well. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Thanks for tuning in. A fun, very fun show today. Apples and Apple. If you didn't hear all of it, you go to the podcast and listen to it. Wes Moss, Money Matters on the podcast. And find me and the Money Matters team. We're right here in Georgia, in Atlanta, throughout the week at wesmoss.com. That's WESMOSS.com. You can email me or contact me right from there. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Have a wonderful rest of the Sunday. Stay tuned to the best program on the planet, News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.